Good evening and welcome to tonight's Transportation Benefit District Board. This is the TBDB meeting for Tuesday, November 15th. The time right now is 6:33 p.m. Ms. Smoot, will you please call the roll?
Certainly. Board members present and establishing a quorum are Scarborough, Cuddeback, Davis, and Camp.
Thank you. And we received word last week or the week before that Board Member Rasmussen would not be present, also Board Member Gamble. So without objection, we'll consider the two as excused. Board Member Davis, will you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The first item that we have on this evening's agenda is comments from citizens. This is a time set aside for members of the audience to speak to the Transportation Benefit District Board on any issue related to the City of Monroe, TBDB. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes per person. Is there anybody here that would like to speak today to the board? Okay, I don't see anybody in the audience. And has anybody signed up to speak? And nobody has signed up to speak, so we're going to move on to the consent agenda. Would a board member like to? Thank you. Board Member Camp.
I'll move to approve the consent agenda.
We have a first from Board Member Camp. Is there a second to approve the consent agenda? I have a second from Board Member Davis. Any discussion on the motion to approve the consent agenda? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 4-0. Thank you. The next item is a public hearing. This is a public hearing for the purpose of taking public testimony regarding the proposed Monroe Transportation Benefit District 2017 budget. And who has this from staff? Okay. Ms. Nelson?
An opportunity for the public to give any input to the board regarding the budget.
Okay. And is there any member of the public who would like to speak? The only person that is in the room now that is not a staff member is Ms. Hendrickson. Okay. And she's good. So is there somebody that would like to close the public hearing?
I move to close the citizen testimony portion of the public hearing.
Second.
Okay, I have a first from Board Member Scarborough, a second from Board Member Cuddeback to close the public testimony portion of the public hearing. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 4-0. Thank you. Next item is new business. This is new business item number one. It's AB 16001, approval of the 2017 budget. Ms. Nelson.
The resolution before you is the proposed budget for the TBD. Basically, the TBD is an agency fund for the city. The money comes into this fund. We're projecting about $1 million next year to come in. And then the TBD holds the money until the City of Monroe bills it to be reimbursed for projects that qualify for TBD funds. Mm-hmm. And we're estimating, I think it's $850,000 or something there. And this is the proposed budget, and it's pretty simple, pretty cut and dry. It's basically an agency fund that's just holding the money.
All right. Any questions for staff? Councilmember Cuddeback. I'm sorry, Board Member Cuddeback.
Oh, Board Member. Wow. So we have to pay the state auditor $20,000 to do an audit just on this. This is separate than our audit for the city.
We do have a separate audit. Yes.
Okay.
We pay separate liability insurance.
Yeah, I saw that on there, but
yeah.
Okay.
We do a separate audit.
And that costs $20,000.
Well, I think that's going to be a little high.
Yeah.
Going to come in less, but because it's new, I didn't know.
Didn't know. Okay, that's all it seemed. Because what do we pay for an audit for the city? Is it like $35 or?
Yeah.
Yeah, something around there, so it just would seem
they recently upped their rates, so they're like $93 an hour now.
Yeah. Okay.
As opposed to what?
It was $6.76.
Okay.
And there's usually two auditors on site, and then they both travel, so we pay for their travel time and meetings that they have their supervisors come out for.
And Brad, maybe you know, what are the projects for 2017 that are going to be eligible for this? Do you know just a couple?
No, the more overlays, chip seals, things like that.
Okay. Now, yeah.
I think that was in the other presentation.
Yeah, okay.
For the street fund.
So that, like the overlay that they did on Chain Lake Road?
Yes.
And so that came out of this?
Something matched. We also got TID grant money for that.
Okay.
So the match for that was paid by the Transportation Benefit District.
Okay.
And we're using the Transportation Benefit District for leverage for grant funding.
Yeah, I just love that we're doing those overlays in that street maintenance, so.
Yeah, okay. Well, just one of them is the other half of Chandler Road.
Yeah, okay, great, thank you. That's it.
All right, any other questions for staff? All right, is there a motion?
Where is it?
Is that this one?
Board Member Cuddeback.
Move to approve resolution number 001-2016, adopting a budget for the 2017 fiscal year, setting forth an effective date, and providing that its provisions are severable from one another.
Second.
We have a motion from Board Member Cuddeback and a second from Board Member Scarborough for the requested action that is identified in Agenda Bill 16001 as written. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion passes 4-0. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is adjournment. Is there any other business for this evening? All right. Do we require a motion to adjourn this particular meeting?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay. How about a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Motion to adjourn.
Second. I have a motion to adjourn from Board Member Cuddeback, a second from Board Member Davis. Any discussion on the motion to adjourn? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion passes 4-0. Thank you very much. Have a great evening. See you at 7.